In 1850, the U.S. adopted the Fugitive Slave Act to encourage the capture and extradition of slaves, including those who had been free for many years. The new law increased the flow of traffic on the Underground Railroad, which helped blacks escape to Canada. One of them was teacher Mary Ann Shad Carey, who settled in Windsor, Ontario, where she founded a publication called the Provincial Freeman in 1853. As the first black female newspaper editor in North America, Shad Carey used her publication to promote women's rights, racial integration, and the importance of equal access to education for blacks. She firmly believed that equality for blacks could only be achieved through education. During the 1860s, Shad Carey returned to the U.S. and made her home in Detroit, where she continued to fight for improved education for blacks. Mary Ann Shad Carey eventually moved to Washington, where she studied law. At 62, the dynamic Shad Carey left teaching and practiced law until the day she died.